And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing in this season. Because there's a time and there's a season to everything correspond to God. Whatever corresponds to God is as a season and it has a time. So we are going to make sure we redeem the time and know what season it is and respond accordingly.
We're already in June 1st today. So good morning to June. We are getting into the midst of the year. So it is time for us to take what we are learning and to apply it so that we could either begin, come up through the middle, or come to that finish line, depending on where are you at in your journey. Our topic all this week is loving difficult people.
Oh, man. And that's a good topic for all of us. And I hope, and my goal this week, not hope, but my goal is that at the end of this teaching, we will know how to respond to difficult people that we come across. And we'll display the love of God. So we're going to talk about Bible base here, Bible example of loving difficult people.
And Jesus, he gives us the instruction in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. So this is Jesus teaching, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. When we do what? Love difficult people.
And Pastor Dan, we just look in that verse, just that verse as you just read it and let it simmer in our spirit. Jesus says, but I say unto you, this is what I say. You ought to love your enemies. Mm-hmm. If you want to be sons of your Father in heaven, then you must what? Love difficult people. Mm-hmm. And that stood out right there. That verse there stood out where he says, go back where he's talking about being sons, because I'm not looking at my Bible here. Where it says, your Father in heaven, right?
Verse 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven.
Okay. And sometimes we think heaven is just cheap. Mm-hmm. It's just, everybody goes there. But when we start to read the Word of God carefully, and we go from Scripture to Scripture to Scripture, we understand that getting into heaven or become sons of God, there is requirement. First, you must be born again. And those who are born again are saved. And those who are saved will exhibit the characteristic of their Father which is in heaven. So they are called sons of God, daughters of God. And one way you know that, this is it. The way we're going to know that, if we can do what Jesus says. The way you know that you are a daughter or a son of God, if you can do this verse. Because we cannot throw this verse away. So one sure way to know if you are sons of God, not to guess it, is when you exhibit the love of God that is displayed that Jesus talked about in verse 45. Mm-hmm. And I hope someone getting this here, mm-hmm. this teaching, because it's real. We can't just glass things over or make it sound so, you know, nice that we miss it. And when I read that passage, I said, good, this is one sure way. This is one sure way for me to know. Not feeling, not guessing it, but just do that. Mm-hmm. If I can do that, because the only way I can love the unlovable is to be born again, is to have the love of God. I cannot do it no other way. Go ahead.
Yeah, this list here in 44, it says our enemies.
Yeah.
Those who curse us,
yeah.
Those who hate us,
uh-huh.
and those who spitefully use
you
and persecute us. This is the group that he is saying to love. So this is a very difficult group. This isn't just saying maybe somebody who has a different preference than you, but this is somebody who's coming at you, an enemy, an enemy who's cursing at you, who hates you, who spitefully uses you and persecutes you. This is who Jesus is saying now that we must love. So we must learn how to love difficult people. We can't do it in our own strength. It's his love, his compassion, his mercy. It doesn't mean that we allow ourselves to be victimized, but we are mandated to love. So you can forgive, you can love, and you can move on. But you can't hold a grudge, and you can't come back in the same manner that is coming at you.
That's exactly right. It is easy to love people who agree with us. Mm-hmm. Number one. And you notice Jesus never put this list of this group in. Mm-hmm. As you just show the group that Jesus identified that we are to love. Because this other group now that I'm going to talk about is very easy. It is easy to love people who agree with us. No problem there. It is easy to love people who support us. No problem there. Jesus didn't say, love those who agree with you. Jesus didn't say, love those who support you. Because that's given. We're going to love those people. Love those who appreciate you. It is easy. I'm giving you a list of people that we love easily. They agree with us. They support us. They appreciate us. And they treat us kindly. Mm-hmm. That group of people, we're going to love them anytime, any day of the week. We won't find it difficult to love those. Mm-hmm. But the group that we find difficult is what is found in Matthew 5:44 to 48. Mm-hmm. That group of people that Jesus pointed out, first he says, your enemy. Oh, love your enemy? Mm-hmm. You mean I must love my enemy, the person that's wanting to kill me? What is Jesus talking about? Mm-hmm. How can I love somebody who just spitefully is spitefully use me intentionally. Yeah, that person intentionally say bad things about me. How can I love that person? But those are the group that Jesus group put those people into a group. And he said, but I say, not somebody else. Jesus, the master. And he says, why? Because your Father in heaven. Remember that you're a son of your father in heaven, a son of God. And he loved those. So you cannot be, watch this, that you cannot be son of God, daughter of God, and not love those that he loves.
Yeah.
You get it now?
The DNA.
That's the DNA. Okay. So you see that this morning, and this Monday morning. So you cannot become the son of God or the daughter of God and do not love those that he loves. You will, because then that means you don't have the DNA. Because if you have the DNA of God, now that will make you love. Okay.
In verse 43, right before we got into verse 44, Jesus tells them, he said, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. So he said, you heard that, but not so. Now I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. So he said, just because you heard, hate your enemy. No, it's not so.
Jesus corrected it. He's made a correction here. Because he said, but I say. So that's the ultimate. When Jesus said, but I say, then that's the ultimate. So we have no more say. When Jesus say, is the final say. We have no more say. We say that living word, the word of God, is my what?
Final authority.
That's it. When it speak, then we have no more say. That's the final authority. We become subjective to that word. And we have to live that word. Doesn't matter what we say. It doesn't matter now. Or what we think. It doesn't matter now. Because his way are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So when he say, we say, yes, sir. That's it.
Jesus said it, and then he demonstrated it when he went to the cross. He had the enemies coming at him. He had people cursing at him. He had those who hated him. He had those who spitefully used him. They were happy when they were receiving, but then they were coming out against him. He had those who persecuted him as he was going to the cross, and he still went through the crucifixion, and he was able to say, Father, forgive them, though they do not know what they're doing at this moment. So he was able to extend mercy to people, his enemies who were coming against him, directly coming against him, not just with their words, but with through force, through physically coming against him. And he was able then to put into play here what he is teaching his disciples. So they were able to hear the teaching, and they were able to see the demonstration of it in Jesus's life, that he didn't back down at his enemies. He chose to love till the end. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big,